climate subject, it finally landed on my radar thanks to a PBS television show. I was able to do a lot of things on that subject within AIAA because I was the editor of the newsletter here in our section. And then I discovered Citizens Climate Lobby. So I did not hesitate to join them. And with Peter Brin, we did some great things in the League City chapter. But then I discovered the group that fits me really, really well, the Climate Reality Project with Vice President Al Gore. It's all volunteer, so you apply to join, but they do not accept every application. If you're accepted, you can then go to the next three-day training, typically. I paid my own way to Miami in 2015. And the training is free. If people have travel expenses, they pay their own travel expenses. And Mr. Gore is on stage very often during those 3 days. So I enjoy that. And we record acts of leadership, like writing letters to an editor. But the cornerstone for acts of leadership is presenting his updated slideshow. We can add our own slides, and I'm not doing that for the moment. But I will talk about a book called Why Trust Science, a 2019 book by Naomi Oreskes. So I'm going to go through this slideshow here in about 10 minutes, and then I would suggest a little discussion and question and comments. And then if we have time, I have another slide deck. Let's see. Let me stop sharing and go to the other slide deck. I don't want to start with this one. So now I'll share again and go to this slide deck and share. Well, that's still showing me the other one. Oh, there. Does that say 44th in the series now?
It does.
Yeah, okay. That's the one I wanted. So here's the slideshow called Truth in 10, the Climate Crisis and its Solutions. The NASA photo. Must we change? Can we change? Will we change? Is this really human-induced climate crisis? Must we change? The atmosphere is very thin. We should stop using it for a dumping ground. Solar radiation. Most of it absorbed, some radiated back into space. And even this is necessary. The greenhouse gas effect is necessary for human survival. But then we get too much of a good thing, and we get a human-induced climate crisis. And so this man-made global warming pollution into this thin shell of the atmosphere, like an open sewer. Lots of different sources for these human-induced greenhouse gas emissions. Answering the crisis means answering many different subjects. Department of Energy, the largest source of global warming pollution is burning fossil fuels. So there's what's going on. So must we change? Global surface temperature, NASA. We can trust NASA to measure that from 1880 to 2020. And we have some projection there for 2020. 19 of the 20 hottest years on record. And the hottest of all the last 5 years, NASA GIS. Miami, Florida, 2020, Associated Press photo, Australia heat wave in 2020. Thanks to human-induced climate greenhouse gas emissions, heat waves are longer, start earlier, end later, they're hotter. Australia, 2020, AP image, Canberra, it's hot, Ghana. 2020, it's hot. Increased heat due to the human-induced climate crisis. In Europe, where my in-laws live in France, 2019, hottest year in those areas. in Russia, 2020, Siberia, a new record with the heat. You wouldn't expect that in Siberia. ...93% of the extra heat we generate as people goes into the ocean. Ocean temperatures, 1940-2020. Based on a certain baseline and a projection for 2020. As temperatures increase, oceans evaporate more moisture into the sky. And some fundamental science, the hydrological cycle, water returns to the sea, Getty images. The Philippines in 2020, more than 500,000 people and one typhoon affected. Rainfall's worse when the air is hotter, and the air is hotter because of our human activity. And this super cyclone here, close to India and Bangladesh, and they circle that region, the Sundarbans, because on this slide, they have a quote from somebody there in 2020. And in India, the Associated Press photo 2020, having a cyclone, this kind of a crisis with the climate at the same time you have a COVID-19 crisis. All attacks on the environment suffered by the poorest, according to the Pope, who actually did a great job on that document in 2015. Climate Reality Project promotes the Poor People's Campaign, a national call for moral revival, and they list ecological devastation as one of the primary evils. Anomalies, climate research, climate impact research, more and more as time goes by from 1950 to 2016. Supercell cloud there, that might be a tall tree down at the bottom right, and give you some perspective there on that photograph. Tennessee 2020 torrential rains. Rainfall is increased when the air is warmer. The air is warmer in most of these places, almost all, because of the human-induced greenhouse gas emissions. New Jersey 2019. Louisiana 2019, July. Associated Press photo. Affecting Black neighborhoods more than others. U.S. counties most vulnerable to disaster, mostly in Texas. Population, 81% minority on average in the 10 U.S. counties rated the most vulnerable. That's a climate justice topic. 20 million acres here from the Department of Agriculture. Nebraska 2019, Getty images, spring flooding, expensive damages, payouts from the federal government. Globally, floods and extreme rainfall events now occur four times more often than in 1980 due to human activity. India 2020, 4 million displaced, flooding and landslides, India and Nepal. China 2020, nearly almost 750,000 people affected by flooding in several provinces. 2020 photo from Associated Press. Kenya 2020, 100,000 families displaced. The same extra heat that evaporates more water from the ocean, causing bigger downpours and floods. When it rains more. That same process pulls moisture in even more quickly from the soil, causing longer and deeper droughts. It is really bad. It's a crisis. In 2020, groundwater in Europe alarmingly low this summer. My in-laws live in France, where some of that darkest red region is. In Poland in 2020, in Romania, a drought. Getty images. India 2019, largest city the sixth largest city. 2019 Getty images. There's a little bit of water in the top left there. Hotter years typically have more fires, and in 1995, the correlation was pretty good. The correlation's pretty good all across there. Tucson, Arizona, 2020, the Getty images, wildfires. California, 2019, the Kincade Fire. Australia, I can tell it's Australia, there's a kangaroo there. 2019, the New York Times, wildfire. South America, fires. 2019, Greece, 2019. And worldwide extreme weather catastrophes, 1980 to 2019. This glacier here is shown in 1935, and on the next photo, we'll see that it's gone decades later. So here's the next photo to compare. 2013, it's liquid. So a chart of declining ice mass in Greenland, 2002 to 2020, NASA. Antarctic ice loss, these time periods. And Regnault is a French scientist at the University of California, Irvine, where I earned my master's degree, Eric Regnault. Sea level rise. By 2070, reliable predictions have Miami on this chart and cities we recognize. And reliable projections have Miami on that chart as the number one. In Florida, that looks like a shopping mall parking lot to me with an octopus swimming by, 2016. And New York City flood zones with a lot of money at stake. Kiribati, first nation to purchase land in another country to house climate refugees. The DOD, climate change will likely lead to food and water shortages, pandemic disease, disputes, refugees, resources, destruction by natural disasters in regions across the globe. That's the DOD in 2014. Croatia, 2015. A medical emergency in 2015. Tropical diseases on the move thanks to this human-induced climate crisis. Houston in Texas and other places. Actually, Houston in Texas, they missed there, but looks like it hits Louisiana. China, 2020, Getty images. Wild places, infectious diseases. Ambient air pollution, a separate subject from the World Health Organization, 2016. China, 2020, from Getty images. COVID-19 worsened, more COVID-19 when you have the particulate pollution and NO2. US COVID-19 deaths by race through June 2020, Black, white, Asian, Latino, Pacific Islander, Indigenous. We now risk losing up to 50% of all land-based species in this century, Nicholas Stern. The cost of carbon, and political instability, wildfires, drought, species extinction, water scarcity, our way of life, sea level rise, and much more. That's just the start of a mess. Number one threat to the global economy. So we talked about, must we change? Can we change? We have the solutions at hand. Green energy in 2000, a reliable projection said 30 gigawatts by 2010. And when 2010 came around, by 2019 rather, We exceeded that by a factor of 22. Wind energy capacity on a plot here. Good news. Solar energy progress. We had a reliable projection in 2002. Projection for the year 2010. But we exceeded that by a factor of 17. And in 2019, by a factor of 121. PV installations, good news there. Silicon solar cell modules, the cost going down, 1976 to 2020. Chilean solar market, the higher the bar, the better. And this last bar just keeps going and going as if a virus was taking over my computer here. This last bar is merely a projection. But there's the plot. We get plenty of solar energy reaching the Earth, but we have to talk about storage capacity. Here's some historical data. But what we project for the storage capacity is good news. So can we change? Projections are looking good. Auto manufacturers are moving to the electric vehicles, including the Tesla cars that I admire so much. Global electric cars on the road, 2010 to 2020, that's good news. Can we change? Yep. And one last question, will we change? 2015 Paris Agreement is very inspiring to me. Every nation in the world agreed to work on this to achieve some specific things by mid-century. Conventional energy stocks are not doing this well. There's S&P 500. There's conventional energy stocks. So 24 states since 2017, representing 55% of the American people, have formed the United States Climate Alliance, starting with California, New York, and Washington. Lots of good news. So can we change? Yes. More than 240 global companies have made a commitment to go 100% renewable. And here are a few of those logos. So will we change? Yes. Join those. We have a call for action to join us, join those whose voices, who are using their voices, votes, and choices to fight for the future community and their world. So we make a call to action. Contact me, contact Climate Reality Project. Let's do this. So that ends the first of my two slide decks. I want to encourage discussion and questions at this point. And I have another slide deck.
So Douglas, you have one question from Dan Adamo. We seem to have excess ozone from human CFC pollution under control in our atmosphere. Why is controlling our greenhouse gas emissions proving to be so much more controversial?
Why is that more controversial than the ozone? There's the fossil fuel companies which are focused on short-term profits. And so internally, they respond properly. They plan, they understand the human-induced crisis. Externally, they use dark money and other things. They create think tanks and the Heartland Institute and more than 100 of these think tanks and dark money sources, dark money recipients, and they put out what is not education for the public, but propaganda for the public to say the Earth is not warming. And if it is, it's not human induced. And anyway, we can just adapt. So it's science denial. And it comes from a lot of sources, not just from the last 4 years, but from decades in the USA. There's a lot of science denial, not just about tobacco, not just about pollution and smog in Los Angeles. There's a lot of science denial, even about lead in the paint in our garages, lead in the oceans, a tremendous amount of science denial. And when the first activists understood lead was a problem in 1952, the year I was born, he was nearly fired. He was chased by corporations for 20 years. They filed suits against him, lawsuits. They tried to get him fired and worse. When Ben Santer, the climate scientist, made the first conclusion for the IPCC in 1995 that there was a discernible fingerprint, they tried to get him fired. His marriage did not survive. You know, this is what happens when there is opposition. And so the same opposition existed with the ozone subject, with all those two of those people who later won a Nobel Prize. The same opposition, it was necessary to fight that opposition with the ozone subject for years or for decades. And we still have to monitor that carefully. And so we're not doing nearly well enough on the climate subject, but there's certainly a consensus out there in a lot of settled science. That's one reason I'm so excited about a new book, 2019. The title is Why Trust Science, and the author is Naomi Oreskes. And I just discovered the book a few weeks ago. For me, a lot of important information on that subject is in that book. Any other questions, any other comments? I want to encourage people to express opinions because it's not too often you have a forum where you can do that. If not, I do have another slide deck that I'm very interested in. So share screen. And we're 23 after the hour right now. Click on the share button. And click the play button. Does that say Baghdad, Iraq, July 29, 2020?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So this slide deck is called Climate Justice, a slippery term to define, I'm sure, in India 29. It's hot. Pakistan 29, it's hot. Japan 2018, Ghana, Algeria 2010, 2018, Oman, it's hot. Texas and Houston 2017, I remember it well. I started work at a particular high school. And we had to delay the opening. That's 2017. That's Hurricane Harvey. Bangladesh 2020, Getty Images. India 2020, we saw that slide earlier. The Philippines 2020, we may have seen that one earlier. And this one here affecting Japan, the NASA image, it's huge, category 5, and formed very quickly. In Japan 2019, Caribbean, rare tandem storms, Laura and Marco, NASA photo. This tropical storm, a lot of damage, NOAA photo. In Florida 2020, Getty Images. And Hurricane Michael 2018, the third strongest ever to hit the USA. There it is, hitting Florida. And Dorian in 2019, hitting Florida, Bahamas. Bahamas 2019, Hurricane Dorian stalled, a lot of rain. And when the air is warmer, there's more rain. The air is warmer because of human-induced greenhouse gas emissions. Bahamas 2019, Dorian. Hurricane Maria 2017, Puerto Rico 2017, an estimated almost 3,000 people died, Hurricane Maria. The gravest effects suffered by the poorest, according to the Pope in 2015, Hurricane Katrina 2005, New Orleans, I was there in New Orleans in 2005, about 2 weeks earlier, with my goddaughter from France. Her name is Laura, and we visited Laura Plantation, Louisiana, 2005, after Hurricane Katrina. Now, we're talking about climate justice here. We see who's in uniform helping the people. We see who's out there who needs to be helped. Louisiana, 2005, 80% of New Orleans flooded as a result of Katrina. Low-income Black neighborhoods particularly hard hit. Poor People's Campaign, a national call for moral revival, Climate Reality Project works with them. Mozambique, 2019, cyclone, many dead. Tennessee, 2020. And I only have three more minutes to go before this session ends here. Mississippi, 2020, large North American storms more often. New Jersey, 19, Louisiana, 2019. The Texas counties, we saw that one earlier. The Trump administration, an executive order to bypass environmental rules for infrastructure construction. So I suppose this might be the kind of result. I have two more minutes to go before we hit 11:30. Michigan 2020, Dow, Michigan. Kenya 2020, Texas 2017. That hurt. Minority communities close to me. Korea 2020, Bangladesh 2020, Sudan 2020, Sudan 2019, Congo 2020, Kenya 2020, Malawi 2019, Brazil 2020, Argentina 2019, Argentina 2017, Mexico 2019, Spain 2019, California 2020, California 2020, wildfires. So I have one more minute, and I want to thank everybody for their attention and thank all the people who put this event together. Obviously, it's really, really important that we talk about this, that we keep it on our radar, that we take action. So I'm going to stop there on slide 65 out of about 158 slides in that deck. And Wanda, thank you very, very much. And thank you, everybody, for your attention.
And thank you, Douglas. Thanks for keeping us at our on the front of our minds. So with that, let's transition to our